Gotta love it. It's always something.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Master Bastard Podcast.
I'm Ham Tackle.
First, I got in first this time.
Sir Chapsworth.
Ram Tang.
Well, I'm Turlet, and joining us once again, folks, special guest
Donatello.
So turn the mic towards your mouth.
A very enthusiastic Donatello.
Donatello.
There you go.
That was
champ.
The tamest fucking
such a wall
intro
flower.
I've ever heard from you. What's going on?
And it was delayed.
Last week I screamed way too loud.
I cut him off and I called out my name.
I was just saying I liked your enthusiasm last week.
Hey, folks. Hey, we're having fun.
He had something amazing scheduled, but then I just jumped in and said my name and it ruined
it. I did. I had a whole gag set up and a whole like sound effects and a whole like spent hours building a whole little soundboard thing together for it and. Never mind. Fuck it.
Well, let's hear Egg Shan, I guess. Let's fucking cheer.
All right,
out,
every
man.
Drink.
Cheers!
Egg Shan.
Oh. This week we're featuring Irish whiskey and
not,
tequila.
Not drinking absinthe, which is fine with me. I really am fine with that.
Whiskey.
Tequila.
Dude, that was a cool shot. Jameson is so much nicer.
I thought it was
full.
At the boot, bud.
Come on now, man.
I could have sworn it was right there.
The full fucking shot.
Double Zut shot.
It is,
huge tiki shot glass was very, very full of tequila, and it went bubble when I drank
I'm
it.
I'm in a
it
half
so
shot of a real shot.
You might
sorry,
get to
man.
See
that's okay, I'm proud of you.
Turlet's one-eyed performance.
Oh, yeah, trying to read with one eye. How much?
You see,
great,
you see halfway through the episode he's doing this?
Oof.
It's about half the time, and it's usually just because of two shots and one beer.
Yeah, let's get this fucking bullshit out of the way.
Don't drink very much. I apologize.
Let's get the next.
Guys, I didn't think you guys would hate it as much as you guys sounds like you guys did. But, oh, yeah, that's tasty.
Well, let's get it
fine,
over with.
Here it is.
Oh, nice. Peace Theater.
Wow.
Well, soundboard.
Soundboard
really well so far.
Let's try that fucking again. What the hell's going on here?
What'd you do? Oh, look what he did.
Hit stop, I know.
He'll never find it.
Ever.
I will.
Oh, look, he will never find it. It's gone.
What's wrong? I had to click down and I'll just merge those tracks. It's not a big deal.
Sure.
Everything's fine. Nothing's falling apart.
It's going to be that easy.
Yeah, a 4-hour Monday. This is what this is going to result in.
Bastard Peace Theater.
There.
Do we have Dunbar back? Is he up and running?
I haven't tried Dunbar today. If we do a new story, I'll try Dunbar. Bastard
the
Peace Theater.
The fart gets me every time, man. Every fucking time.
So guys, this last week was my pick for Bastard Peace Theater. It was a Netflix special. Michael Bolton's a big sexy holiday special. I
it's
think
like
Valentine's
putting
Day
the
special.
Arson in charge of the fucking fire department.
Say what?
Nothing. Time you'll hear it in post.
Always good. I like that the one time I walked
look,
outside to do something
look,
and you guys
Sir Chapsworth
talking shit about me. That was nice.
That is so look Sir Chapsworth right there.
Yeah, those trailer park boys on Netflix just
he's
looks
too
like,
thin
just
to
like
be
Sir
me
Chapsworth.
Now.
Stop it.
Look at there's an Elijah Wood movie. I can't stand that fucking guy.
I heard Shia LaBeouf released
like
a movie
Wood.
And had sold one ticket over
and
the weekend.
And it was to himself.
UK. Was it to him?
It was to himself.
Who?
It was a special one theater showing of some
Shia LaBeouf.
It was a thriller.
Abomination he put together. It invited all the media. Oh, a thriller. It was a thriller, and he's the only one who showed up.
What was this?
He paid to attend his own movie, Shia.
He grossed about
8 pounds.
Yeah. We already covered it on the podcast, but did you see the whole Shia LaBeouf flag controversy thing with 4chan?
It was amazing.
I've heard of such things.
He flew a flag and just aimed a camera up at it, and 4chan got on. It's a live stream of a flapping flag. And
I did. Their political board got on there with swastikas and stuff and pizzas, and I thought that was actually
well, they went,
was appropriate.
They went and twice they found his hidden flag that he was flying, his resist flag. They found it through seeing the overhead flights. And triangulating his, based on
seagull sound,
ended up going there honking and hearing the honks on the live stream and fucking driving people towards it, and then finally just getting the flag, stealing it, and putting up a Donald Trump flag.
I think that we're is wonderful. Donald Trump hat. Not the Donald Trump hat. Part. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, they could put up anything, and I would have approved of it because I think that's amazing.
It is amazing. And he put it on a building in Europe, and they found it, and just
again later.
That's wonderful.
Again, later, he was like tried to hide it again. They were like, "No, fuck you."
Did he have a song on the second one, or did he learn his lesson?
Oh, there's no lessons for him.
Guess the Transformer money is gone.
Oh, it was gone.
I'm kind of starting to like him because I think he's genuinely crazy rather than just trying to get attention.
Yeah, he really thought he was going to be Indiana Jones.
Well, you know when he did that movie Fury, in order to get in character, he tore out one of his own teeth. Yeah, he was like trying to be all method actor.
That gives somebody instant
like
credit.
On film?
Everybody out.
On film.
No, in preparation.
See, you got to capture that on film. It's like one of the first rules.
Preparation, he like weirded out the cast because he ripped his own tooth out of his mouth.
Like Jared Leto Joker status freaking people out on set.
Yeah, that was a bit much of the Jared Leto, like sending people like dead rats and stuff, or live rats and dead animals and weird poem, just fucking creepy
Clastered.
Stuff.
So it was no Daniel Day-Lewis.
Talk about Michael Bolton.
Guys, Michael Bolton, what did you think? Michael Bolton's big, sexy Valentine's Day special.
It was one of the biggest piece of shits I've ever seen in my life.
Didn't think any of it was funny at all?
Maybe two parts. Total.
I liked it. I liked it.
Who hit the... Are you pulling the... Was it the fear can back here just sitting by itself?
No, it sounded like a monkey. One of those...
No, it was the witch cackle.
Oh, there's slapping. A witch under... There's a monkey toy underneath there that makes sound. Sorry, okay. Michael Bolton.
That's yours now, by the way.
I'm sorry, Taylor. I didn't like anything about it, man.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was well thought out. It was total satire, and I thought he did a great job of being deadpan when he pulled off some of this ridiculousness. I thought it was derivative at first, but then I saw the guy that I thought they were ripping off in it, and then I found out he directed it.
Yeah, if you would have saw the beginning, it says it's a comedy Bang Bang Lonely Island production.
I didn't pay attention.
I thought they were ripping off Scott Aukerman until I saw Scott Aukerman in it. Yep.
Yeah, and I thought the part that... that had me is like at the beginning when he shouts out, you just referenced pubes twice. I thought that was funny.
You're a Jewish and I'm a Korean. Open your butt because I'd like to see in. I'm seeing blue.
Call it purple. It was stupid. But it was trying to be
stupid. Stop. Stop.
That was
I had to fast forward every fucking song only because I hate musicals. The only musical I ever think is worth a shit is Little Shop of Horrors, even the black and white and the new. That's it. That's fucking it. And yeah, this is 1 hour long, but this was at least fucking 17 minutes worth
of fucking song. Oh, it's a total musical.
It's fucking
horrible.
It's
a horrible
song.
But I'll tell you what, Michael Bolton can fucking sing. He can sing, yeah. But it's just cheesy songs.
And I knew about that when I was 10.
It was all comedy.
It's all good. I don't give a shit. The only part that made me laugh was the Kenny G fucking duet battle.
When Kenny G is in the whole thing sweeping up.
At the very end.
That was pretty big of him to be in the background sweeping
up. He knows
like an
what
asshole.
A fucking joke he is. He already fucking knows. It's not a joke. The Yanni hanging on by a fucking thread was the only part that I fucking laughed at on the whole movie.
It was Adam's.
From Brooklyn 911 or whatever it is.
Yes, that's what makes us the happy couple.
The whole premise is like. Santa made too many toys, and so he needs more children in order to give them to. And so he needs a big boost in the conception numbers for Valentine's Day.
So he asked Michael Bolton to do a Valentine's Day special so people will fucking have kids.
That was really cool to see Bob Saget and really cool to see, you know, Sinbad. Fuck, how long has that been?
Louis Jesus Anderson? Christ. That was a high point for me.
Love he's in
Louis
baskets.
Anderson.
He's still active.
Yeah, he's like, oh, his you're mom, a polygamist? Yeah. We got three! Yeah. Louis Anderson.
The part that made me laugh was the cake. When he's, you got to be like you're doing this. And he's like, you look like you just jizzed in your pants. He's like, no, I didn't. And then it keeps building and building. He's like yeah, I've been thinking about all of this shit.
I want to eat her butt. I admit it.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to eat her butt. I want to eat both of them. That was funny. And I'll grab your just because of that guy.
This is, why are we keep playing this?
This song makes me laugh.
It's the worst.
This is
my
least favorite part.
All right. All right. The my worst favorite part was the Fred Armisen chocolatier thing.
That's not my favorite part either.
I hated it. It was stupid.
Okay, good.
Fred Armisen.
I like how the stupid rock song starts off and it goes into the.
It's hard for you to be a part of this.
Fred Armisen is not funny at all to me.
No,
did you watch it?
The only thing I know about this show.
Michael Jordan changes shoes.
Can't
that's a
do
Nike
it, man.
Change,
I,
baby.
I don't
Come
like
on.
Him, man.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they I don't like this. I don't know what you guys are talking about. The only thing I know about this is because due to Netflix, the new rating system, I had to downvote it twice. So that's it. I don't watch such things.
But there's someone new.
Neither do I. Your brother imposed this on all of us because
he's
chose
me.
This for all of us to watch and talk about.
In fact, it's
just one of the
like
most
very second.
And so it's my pick
laughs.
Next.
Going for,
see, it's my pick next,
know,
and I always
I don't know
have
if
a,
there's a broader
I have a pick that is
thing they're trying to do here, Turlet.
In the last one, I always give him two options to roll
on,
for
man.
It.
I loved it. I love this so much. I laughed
because
at
one of them
of
is horrible.
Like this right here,
hard to watch.
Watch it right here, right here.
And the other one's like just a movie.
Guys, this right
so
here
we'll
made me laugh. Laugh so hard every time.
What is this? Why would she tell me this? Is someone inside her right now? No!
Yeah, it's a cute song.
No!
It kind of made me like Michael Bolton because he played the deadpan part of this well.
You know what?
I'm sorry, he did.
Michael Bolton played a huge part in my young adolescent days, sitting in the fucking orthodontist chair, getting my teeth fucking jerked.
How
on.
Am I supposed to live without you?
Fuck, how could I?
Michael Bolton.
When he really sets sail with fucking When a Man Loves a Woman, holy shit, dude, you better hold on tight because you're going to get sent overboard.
He was in a John Oliver episode where he was singing about the IRS. And he said, it was, how can I live without you? But the IRS is really the anus of the federal system. So how can I live without the IRS? You know, you're the anus of the federal government. It's pretty funny. I thought this guy's going to be funny. He's funny. He's trying his comedic chops, but
hey, look,
there was
Brooke
nothing
Shields.
Entertaining about this at
I
all.
Thought
Andy
at least
Richter.
Like the opera part.
That was actually really good, now that I think about it. That was... Was it... Is it Ave Maria that he's singing?
You obviously didn't watch it.
Yeah, I did.
Maria.
Someone always gets assassinated during this song.
Yeah, foreshadowing at its finest.
I love opera, but I don't know what this song is. Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Let me explain what it all was.
That guy, Wally's Mattresses? Yeah, I didn't watch it. Oh my god, they gotta pound the mattresses.
Yeah,
I gotta
upset.
Stop
okay.
this.
You can get really upset, it's okay.
You didn't watch this. Don't
you can
fucking
reel it in.
Claim
right.
that
We're
I didn't watch
good.
This, though.
We're all being friends.
You're just upset I didn't like this.
I finished song. It this morning. I couldn't finish it last night.
It's only an hour.
I know. It's just...
You mustn't worry. Yeah, actually, Samson saw this part.
Just caught one in the Dead Santa.
That's what it means you left for Michael.
He still doesn't were... understand
but
yet.
But then the
murderers
still
just
a good
give
lesson.
Me this.
My favorite son.
I'm your son?
You're my daddy.
This isn't the best part.
What the fuck is going on?
Foreshadowing.
Yep.
Michael, we have to do something. We're flatlining.
Okay, that's enough.
Tim Allen.
You can't watch the whole movie.
Tim Allen.
So
Santa
there,
Claus.
There. So what's the next pick there, Ham?
Once again, I'm going to give you a roll on whether or not we get the really, really disturbing movie or we get a regular movie.
Regular movie.
You get to roll the dice. We'll make what should we make? Odds
Odd
or evens or bad?
Is regular
Turlet,
movie.
Turlet. This was my favorite part with him.
This
going,
made me laugh.
You know what? I
too.
Had to fucking get with production and tell them to keep them, or I'm going too. And their little dance, like, what the hell is going on?
This made me laugh.
I sat through the credits, ooh. Just
I,
thinking
okay,
something.
Okay, now
would
I'm sorry. I completely apologize. You sat through the credits and saw this part.
Sweet and innocent, Princess Mononoke.
There was credits.
You earned that
I
apology.
I fucking finally got an apology.
And of course, the French Connection. What a car chase. Yes, this is my little black book of movies.
Anger Rising?
Oh boy, that sound can mean only one thing. The Dancing Cupids!
This isn't a shining moment.
So fucking
funny,
good.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part. Watch this part. Actually, I had to talk to the execs about keeping them. They were thinking of cutting them. I said, you cut them, you cut me, because I'm gone.
Second from the left steals the show.
There we go.
Okay, now you were saying, because you've got one disturbing movie and one regular movie. You have to roll what?
Disturbing is probably odd, then that would make sense. And okay. Even is
why? Because we've had nothing but threes.
Even.
Good call.
Even. Nothing disturbing. Here we go. Six.
Six.
Normal right. Movie.
The movie is Ip Man, then.
Watch Ip Man's cool.
Man. We're going to talk about Ip Man.
It's in my queue.
Donnie Yen?
It's a good one. It's a good one. So
Donnie Yen was awesome. Enjoy in fucking Rogue
One. You've it's twice amazing. Now, I've had you roll on this, and you've missed the disturbing movie twice.
Excellent.
What
were you saying about Donnie Yen?
Is this another movie I have to read?
Badass. Who was thinking about
yeah,
how
no, yeah, there
well,
are
maybe, yeah.
Many Kung Fu stars in China have gotten together and talked about, you know, who is the toughest Kung Fu star, and every single one will say Donnie Yen. And they always tell this story in Hong Kong where him and his girlfriend were in a bar, and a bunch of these guys, you know, probably triad, stepped up to him, and he put 8 or 9 people in the hospital. Just no problem. Like they say, he practiced like he plays. I mean,
what
it's
about
not
Sammo
an act.
Hung? What do you think, Sammo Hung? You think he can handle himself?
Yeah, he's old school, so the old school ones always could hang. You know, because they would challenge you on set. You'd be there in a kung fu movie, and some extra would step out and say, "I challenge you." I mean, you watch any of the Bruce Lee movies all the time. They'd film a section. After they got done, somebody would challenge him. He'd kick their ass. They'd film the next set. It's just the way it was.
What movies has he been in? Because he looks really familiar to me.
He was just in Rogue One.
I haven't seen that.
That's great.
Well, he's not in Badlands, is he?
No.
The show on.
There is some. There's some really great action scenes of him just pummeling people. It's great. He's very fast.
It might be that Ong Bak too.
No, you're thinking of this Tony Jaa. Ong Bak is Tony Jaa.
This is you sent me this actually. What? This is what you said.
Sounds.
Amp tackle.
This is
a lot of ass whooping.
Why are we watching Ip Man?
Ooh, right in the testicles.
Okay, gotta watch this when the kid's napping.
You probably should have watched the other one when
the
kid's napping too.
This is best fight scenes, and it's all Ip Man.
Yeah, I know. So why are we watching this?
Because they didn't say it was all Ip Man. They said best fight scenes, making me think it was multiple movies.
Well, we got the gist. Okay, we got the gist. I get it.
Yeah.
2.8 billion. I was closest.
All right. Since we're talking about this, we'll talk about the UFC thing I was going to mention before.
Hold on. Here's Donnie Yen in Star Wars. Give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Well, haven't seen it. Thanks, spoiler fuck.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either, man.
Neither have I, you piece of shit.
Been traveling. I
go back because I enjoy.
Fuck.
Well, I can just go fuck myself. Sorry, what were you saying? You wanted to blow on what now?
It's more than a coincidence. That's a random occurrence.
That's more than a
you
feeling.
You squeeze the fear bot, the fear can, and it does Darth Vader breathing.
Just did.
Now I think that we have to all watch Donnie Yen Star Wars.
No.
Donatello. One time while recording. There was a knock on the door and the dogs went apeshit, so Trillet went up to go see it, and it was 3 elderly Mexican ladies.
Oh, they were Asian, weren't they?
You said Mexican.
Okay.
Is it important to the story?
Well, the porch
not
was
anymore.
Off, and it's pitch blackout, and they knock on my door, and I turn the light on and open the door. What was it
telling? He comes back to tell us a story. I grab the fear box, I hit the button, and it's the witch cackle. Right after we gave him shit that he just got a curse purse put on him for opening the fucking door.
I want to know about the people at the door.
Hey,
why were they knocking
they
on
did,
your door? I don't care
me.
About the fear bottle. No, this is a different story.
Were they asking about a lost
animal?
They
asked nothing. They just took your hand and put a small token
in it. Was
a
lost animal or selling something?
And that
I
token.
I don't remember. They asked me something and I don't remember.
Is it the corner of the
tamales? You should have purchased them.
They
it
were
wasn't
not
that
recorded. I explained it on the podcast.
Do you remember that cake that you bought? Was it a Girl
Where do you
scout?
Think we got
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, I bought a cake from Girl Scouts. I don't remember.
That's where we got
neighbor
that.
Neighbor kids selling like, stuff. That's why I put the no
well,
solicitation
if
sign
it's
on the
anything
door.
I bought, it's Amazon.
I'm sick of buying stuff from neighbor kids and not receiving it.
Can you buy cursed things on Amazon?
Probably.
Well, that was fun.
Well, yeah, there we go. So next up is Ip Man. Ip Man.
Someday it will be Snowtown Murders.
Trillet, I really tried, man, to like that, bro.
It's fine. It's just
really
like, it's my sense of humor. I really like Comedy Bang Bang a lot. I like Scott Aukerman. I like that kind of... But
see the guy that was with the dude with long hair?
No, Scott Aukerman was one of the security guards.
On Comedy Bang Bang, right?
Yeah, on Comedy Bang Bang, he was
the host
with Reggie. Yeah,
he was the
okay.
host with Reggie.
Reggie, that's his name. Okay.
It's a good thing we see each other, you know, every 2 weeks. High five.
Okay.
Oh, it's a treat. Is that the next segment?
Do you want it to be?
I don't know. You have it highlighted.
Okay, then here we go.
It's my least favorite segment.
chicken.
What's wrong there, homie?
I don't know why shit's cutting out like that. That's like directly from the laptop.
You're infatuated with that thing, huh?
It's annoying.
I usually have it in my hand, rolling it through my hand whole time we're recording.
Porn chicken, guys. This is going to be a rough one because we didn't do all that well. Chaps didn't have one.
I have one.
Did you?
I thought you didn't submit one.
And then somehow Ramtang and I picked the same fucking one.
But look at the timestamp. You play mine, I get the credit.
Look at yours. Yours is... I didn't even look at yours because it doesn't even have a picture of the video.
Kelly. I just saw some Kelly smart. And Kelly, so...
Yours is called Kelly Gets Clowned. Mine is Clown Porn Kelly.
Those aren't two different videos?
Because I looked at lots of different
I'll tell you the timestamps to go to because I actually watched this one.
This is fine. Because we'll have a dual entry right here. Voltron Unite, motherfucker. This is our Porntron Unite.
Steal my thunder. I put it up there first.
Clown. That's fine. One less video we have to watch. But I looked around for a while until I found this one. Multiple clowns. I'm down.
Yeah, the title of mine.
Read the title of his real fast.
The Clown, the Midget, and the Big Baby. Oh, God, this is going to be a champ right there.
That's Bridget.
It's better than Brianna, because I do watch Little Women fucking L.A. and New York and God's nowhere where the fuck the hood is they record the next season, but that's what my wife watches.
Hey, entertainment.
Seen
you know.
My share.
Hey.
And then, what do we got? Where's yours, Chad?
That was
your Barry's, am I right, fellas? All
up
right.
Two. Up two.
Did
right
you see
there.
That? There, they
all
see
right.
That clown?
Clown, rough, blowjob, face fuck. We'll do that one first.
The face fucks are always good for audio.
Antivirus
oh,
on this.
Shit.
A porn has turned up loud for something.
Oh, Christ. That's a hanger, too.
All right. It's a
okay,
lady
she's a champ. She's a champ.
That was the actual music with the video?
Yeah, it's true. Yep. Oh, great. We get the eye. We get the eye of the tornado. Great. Thank you.
So this is 69 with, rough blow job, a lot of saliva.
Here's the problem. These videos are nothing without the audio.
Juggalo.
Yeah, and this is just clown music. Oh, face fucking. She's enjoying it.
Okay, do we have to really get the...
It's only a fucking 40.
That
was an expulsion.
Leg lock. She's punching his
did
butt.
Did you look away?
Oh, and she's.
I did look away. I guess I lost porn chicken.
The clown chick got
look at all
upset.
The clown makeup all over
Joe,
his sack.
Can I point out this
yeah,
giant
look at that
pussy sore on the jelly
No, that's clown makeup all over his sack.
It looks like a sore to me because it's got a white spot right in the middle.
It looks like a pig pimple.
I don't think it was there until the half Nelson.
Man.
Yeah, he put her head in a fucking figure four lock and she puked because she couldn't get
that
away.
That was impressive.
So okay. is that the shamrock?
Yeah, maybe, right?
Shamrock, the clover leaf.
Did we just get it there?
Christ. Okay. Okay.
Got one to tap out on
not,
that
that's,
one.
That's not porn. There you go. Go both ways.
That's not porn. What's dummy. Porn? Cocaine, the black clap?
That's the fucking ending song. God damn it.
Oh, sorry.
It's back to the clap. The black clap.
All right. This is the one that somehow Ranting and I both submitted.
I put it in first.
It's a That's bunch
fine.
Of clowns.
You get to own it.
There's even a Mona
go,
Lisa
go to,
clown.
Go to
in the
350.
Background.
Oh, boy. You actually did your research.
I just skimmed. So this you get the gist of what's happening here, but this is more of. More along the lines of like a television show, like a stunt program, where there's other clowns.
I want them both to be dressed up as clowns. Why do we only get one clown?
Now go to.
So there's a bunch of different clowns.
That's now
balloons.
We're just
go to
it's
go
a
to 10:50.
Balloons.
Go
yeah,
to 10:50.
Give it a second.
Here,
give it a second.
No, go to 10:50.
Give it a
chicks,
second.
None of the chicks
what
are dressed
the
as clowns. They're just wearing t-shirts that say college on it. And there's a gentleman
there's
who's
balloons
naked.
In the background
the
and a guy with face
makeup
paint.
Is on his face.
So hey, it's clown
the
girls
college.
Can attend college too, okay?
Clown college without wearing makeup?
This
I don't
is
know.
Clown college, man. They're fucking
10:50.
Rushes.
This is how they get in.
We're going all the way to 10:50?
Yeah.
They're pledges, man.
You missed it. Yeah, you go. Oh, see? Look.
Okay. Oh, she's going to get reamed while she's riding a fake camel.
No, this is called mime time.
Is this live in front of a studio audience?
So watch. This is mime time.
Oh, the speculum.
I was going to point this out too. So there's a woman bending over a bench, naked, and there's two clowns holding up a small television with a mime on the television screen.
Spreading up the ass cheek with a white-ass smile. Looks like Jim Carrey in the mask with white face, not gonna
and
lie.
And that is the picture of the week right there. Let me wait for this pause sign.
No, hold on before
here.
You make that statement, because
wait,
I have
wait,
a show
wait.
And tell. that I want to lobby for the picture of the week.
That is technically porn. So now, if now, it were to be on iTunes, that's technically
now
porn.
Now go to 1627.
I still got to take that picture.
So go to 1627.
Well, let's click a little forward.
It's got so much artistic value.
There you go. Yeah, get that.
Yeah, the through the television.
Yeah, that's not that great. The woman's butt.
Let's move along. Can we get some volume on that?
See, a group of clowns on a couch.
Say 1627.
And I said, yeah, 1627. Well, this might not be the same video then. Nope. Go back. Go back to 16 or 1550.
I think I clicked my link, not yours. Here, I'll go to your fucking link. Asshole.
Do we really have to reload this to see the last 3 seconds?
If you got timestamps, if you put work into it, we're fucking looking at it.
I already said the word foreshadowing based off of a fucking conversation that already existed in it. It'll make sense if anybody paid attention.
I stopped this.
Okay, go to fucking 1050.
You went 11 minutes into this movie to find this?
Wow, no, I was skimming.
Skimming.
Just happened to like 3 different pop-ups. So I don't want to.
I just kept skipping ahead and just got lucky.
Explain it. I want to hear it.
No, it's just this. It's an old time clown just plowing her, and she's on an ergonomic ball. You know, some people use it in the office.
Is the movie old time?
Exercise. No, it's
the clown is old time.
The clown is an old man.
Old clown.
You can tell.
Not. Yeah. Oh.
It's like Blinky. He's from the Denver TV.
He's hitting it doggy style while she's on the ball, and she's blindfolded. And then, right at the end, right as she's saying pop, and he's about to pop, they drop a bunch of styrofoam shit off the ceiling, and then she takes the blindfold off, she turns around, and she goes, Daddy!
Oh.
Old clown status.
And then
old
that was the end.
Clown.
And I was like, wow, cool. My submission, my first try. Fuck this fucking segment. I hate it.
He hates the segment.
I have seen none of this video. I was sold on the title.
I think you did a good choice here. The clown, the midget, and the big baby.
We've seen this.
I don't think I have.
There's a bunch of black people and other people at dinner. And
the problem with midget porn is
pussy on the dinner table.
Oh boy!
Man dressed as
Boy! Oh, that's a fat woman with a bunch of sticky all
that's
on her underarm.
That's a man.
I hate to burst your bubble.
Oh, it's a man.
I've seen this.
I haven't.
I don't know why or how, but this is very familiar.
There are people in this world that can't climax unless they watch this.
That's Bridget the midget getting fucked by a clown. Okay.
Wow, that is a midget getting fucked by a clown on a dinner table surrounded by black people in their Sunday best.
Nothing new to me. I've already seen this. I don't know why, but
I wasn't going to mention.
I've seen a still picture from this before.
Can you fast forward it, please?
To where?
I don't know.
The part where there's no midget?
Yeah. Anything other than her getting plowed?
Nope, more midgets. And big fat lady.
Oh my god!
The
baby, the infantile man, is terrified.
Do you think the baby? Do you think the baby is aroused right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening, but yeah.
Non-stop explosions in the diaper.
She's looking longingly at that chat.
The freak show quotient of this video is quite high.
I think you're winning right here because I'm just get further in. Oh, now there are the midgets riding the clown.
She definitely doesn't bleach that asshole. Let's be honest about that. There's not that good a lighting on the sides.
Oh man, this is
the midget, right?
This
is the famous midget.
Yeah, this is the preeminent
little
people.
Come on
now. I gotta
get to my
next. She's the Bridget the midget is her name. If she got offended by the word midget, she should have sold that out a long time ago. Okay.
Right here.
Go. Just eating out. Is that pre fuck or post fuck? Pre-fuck.
Hold on, okay, we got the finishing line. The giant infantile man saying, "I got to my next birthday party."
Is that the guy from Pee Wee's Playhouse?
No. I wish it was.
Oh, it's not Francis.
Francis.
Francis from Pee Wee's Adventure, Great Adventure.
I think I'm giving it to you, man. That is amazing.
There's a lot of facets to that one.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Treating
a lot of angles
like Thanksgiving dinner. Mm.
Yeah, you win, man. My vote.
There are no winners here.
So, Ham, you get to. You also have the next pick for.
Yes, and I thought long and hard about this. I'm not going to do cock and ball torture.
Thank God.
What?
Like, that was on the list?
CBT?
Like,
I was going to go CBT.
It was a hard decision. You're sitting there in front of the internet going, God, number three, though.
I decided not to go with it. I'm going with bloopers.
Bloopers!
Bloopers and outtakes of pornography.
Oh, I'm down.
Find your favorite porn blooper or outtake. That's a category.
You can
find them.
Bloopers, gentlemen.
Should be fun.
Bloopers.
A lot of them involve cameramen getting sprayed with cum. That's what a lot of them are.
Yeah,
is,
I've
disgusted
seen
cameramen
or
getting
farting,
pissed off because they got
farting, shitting, cum spraying,
throwing up.
Well, find something that doesn't involve those three things.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then you've got a ringer.
If you all bring back the same video, then we know.
Then we know we've got a ringer.
Prolapse.
That's not so much a blooper as it is a medical interest video.
Yesterday when we were playing, was it yesterday when you and I were playing Ark that we talked about a prolapse rectum that could pick up coins like an elephant's trunk?
Yes, it's like a party trick.
Yeah,
where you could just sort of jump and stomp.
What
and
started
I
that?
Pick
what was
back
the,
up?
What was the impetus of that conversation?
I don't remember. It was something you said for sure,
and you wonder why I'm not playing it with you anymore.
Aww.
So there you go. Bloopers, outtakes. Gentlemen, right. Bloopers, outtakes.
Sounds
Let's move
good.
The fuck along.
Moving the fuck along. I guess we've got a show and tell. You ready for a show and tell,
I
Chatsworth?
Do, yes.
I thought we've been introduced, right? Let's do it. Oh, here it comes again.
What's in the box?
Show and tell.
What's in the fucking box?
Sounds excellent.
Double I had two windows of it open. That's why. That's better than what cutting out, I guess.
It was in but stereo, like, but just a microsecond off.
Share with us.
Half of the Master Bastards went and saw the Viking exhibit at the Denver Museum of Natural History, or
Indeed.
Nature and Science. And they had three figurines, bronze, for sale.
We saw the originals were there.
Yeah.
And you got to see them under glass, like the original artifacts.
They have carved Odin, carved Thor, and then the brother of Thor, Freyr.
Freya, yeah.
I think it's F-R-E-Y-R. Freyr.
Female guardian.
Yeah,
of some
not Freya.
It's our hero too,
no,
Freya.
Freyr.
I remember. Bonus.
Something like that. It's like Fenir, but not.
F-R-E-Y-R, I think.
Yeah, Freyr. And so he's the brother of Thor, and he Hamtackle chose Odin, and I chose Freyr.
Yeah,
based
they have the,
on... Just based on look alone, because it looks like he's drinking from a horn chalice. And then I also noticed something peculiar after I had purchased it, thinking, wow, they're selling this in a fucking museum to children. So I want to pose this as my... go ahead and take a quick look at that. Notice a very long shaft.
Oh, he's got a boner. Yeah. What
he's sucking on something, and he has a boner.
What's he sucking on? I don't see what's dirty about it. Oh, the large erection.
It's
that's
like
what
a,
is.
So
it's like
I don't
the
know,
wrong way
I don't
of
know
a
much
banana.
About Freyr, but I'm sure he's all about bounty.
Yeah,
and,
that'll be the picture of the week, definitely.
And
fertility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million things that have this look. It's just funny because you didn't know.
Yeah,
he
I
had
no
a hard
idea.
On until after he brought it
I
home.
I thought, oh,
we're
that's
like,
cool.
Oh,
he's
shit.
sitting
sure.
Indian style with a drinking a horn.
The,
that's badass. But then I got home and I'm looking at it like, that's not his leg. That's a cock.
That should be the that should be the picture. We should get a good picture of the Freyr cock.
But I thought since we already had a bronze, cursed totem,
yeah,
that we could also we could have a lighthearted one.
The
that's
one I got
taken
was.
Willingly.
They also had the original there, but it was the Odin one, and you could tell because he had one eye slashed out.
Hmm.
It's like a normal eye, and then the other eye slashed out.
Yeah, he was cool. Like, in comparison, maybe this thing's 3
it's
inches
tall.
Yeah. The one he got was about 5, about that tall, right?
Yeah, probably
4 and a half.
Little taller,
tall.
Not much taller. Than
but
that.
Real thin and lithe, and just, it was pretty cool. It was between that. If you wouldn't have gotten that one, I would have gotten that one. But I had my heart set on Freyr because he looks like kind of
It was
like
cool,
a
though.
Clown.
We saw they had like probably around 7 intact Viking swords, a couple bearded axes. They had some leg and neck shackles for slaves that were on display there.
Jesus.
Like
Viking slaves?
Yeah.
They had
so
a,
anybody
the
who's
cauldron
a Viking?
Was crazy.
Yeah, they had a cauldron that sat on the fire that they were able to piece together.
Yeah, it was all riveted iron sheets, and they had just like
chains.
Just fallen apart iron cauldron. It's just amazing. They had, how they made chains
was crazy, because it was like a cylinder, and they would bend it, and almost it looked like they had to weld it somehow. Weld their, and I don't know how.
Well,
you
they
would
did a lot of casting
weld.
Too. Like you looked, and some of the jewelry is just unbelievable detail. Mm. Like the Thor's hammers are just covered in just braided, intricate designs, and it's all just done in relief and cast.
Right outside the gift shop, they have a reconstruction of one of the boats that they took across the ocean. And it does not fucking look like it's ocean ready. And horrifying. Thinking small. About these dudes hitting swells that are, you know, 10 feet tall, and how they would even transport food. There's no place for them to put food under, unless it's underneath
them.
They
have no them. Shelter. They use like shields to shelter themselves from rain.
It's insane,
and keep
man.
The rain out of it.
These were some hardcore motherfuckers.
Well, the I watched a documentary, and they showed some of the modern recreations of the boats that are made by a company in Norway, and that go out into the water. And a guy goes, "Oh, this is why it could make the distance, is because they're very, very nimble, and they won't get smashed by the waves." He stands on one end and he just shakes his feet, and the whole thing just warps like 180 degrees in both directions without breaking. The whole boat just can twist and turn.
That I bet it cuts right through the wave through. Too. The design looks like it'll just cut through the, I don't know, the crest of the
wave.
Yeah,
if you took a wave at an awkward angle, like it could flip itself over the top and not like flip the whole boat over. Like,
it looked easy to flip back over too. That's probably
I can't imagine
thrown a bunch, but
middle
were
of the
able
ocean.
To get it back over. That's why they were so successful.
Huge swells just get tossed in the ocean. That would be the
so the Vikings are from Minnesota, right?
Yes,
they are.
I have at least 300 relatives in Minnesota that are Norwegian.
Yeah, my I had the Norwegian relatives move to Wisconsin for us. They got a farm in Wisconsin, and we have a picture of them. And the old man of the family just looks like Charles Darwin with no sense of humor. Just covered with a huge beard.
Sounds about
just looking
right.
Like, I've had a hard life, don't look at me.
This is the best picture.
I smiled twice in my life.
This newfangled technology, cameras.
But yeah, penis totem. It's my
penis totem.
It's my entry for show and tell this week.
So guys,
thank you.
Bring something? Good. I like this.
Thank you.
Cool bronze.
Are you
going to
make us eat something? What'd you do, Charlie?
No, I was going to talk about that one website that had all the different foods on it.
Oh.
And
oh,
if we should try to get something.
There's no way you're getting me to eat organs and fucking that.
The chunks?
Pickled pork chunks and beef chunks. That's got organ written all over it.
Yeah, whenever they refer to your meats as chunks, and it's advertised as such.
That's at least 30% sinew. All
right, well,
go ahead and show us the oh, I guess you're going to do that. We aren't going to eat anything, though.
Chilled monkey brain.
You got
adventures
something, monkey?
Multiculturalism.
That's what I thought.
Take it home. It's yours.
I'll keep it. It's mine.
You can.
So, guys, I was looking for
gotta take,
things.
You got to take this.
It's the evidence. There's more cultures and more we eat stuff.
We've been trying to give that away for about a year and a half.
I'll take it. I'll lock it up, put it in my safe.
Pork brains and milk gravy.
Rose brand. Pork brains and milk gravy.
One of you guys was talking about a dude. It's like, I can't find no pork brains out here. I just can't find them like I used to in my... Who was that? Or was that somebody else?
It wasn't me.
I swear we were talking about that.
I don't think those words have ever been uttered by myself.
How
somebody
big
you
is work
that
with?
I'm looking
it's $10.
For the,
what's the size of it? I mean, do
I was
you get
looking
like
for
6 ounces.
It's like probably the size of a Menudo can. Store.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or hominy.
Like scroll back
hominy
up. Scroll back up.
Cheese.
That's a number. That looks like
look
a number
at the nutrition
10
fact. Click on the nutritional facts right there. It's in the pictures in the middle. Pictures. God damn it.
Oh, here. So, guys, folks, we're looking at Rose's pork brains. There was a website that had a.
It's not that. It's the cholesterol. Look at the. It's the, you got. Okay. There's above it. There's one that you can see the whole thing.
The whole can is a serving.
Here's the. Look at the cholesterol.
2/3 of a cup.
Look at the cholesterol. Look at your percentage of your daily value.
Wow. That's
1,060%.
Wow. Percent cholesterol for.
Put
a
that
can
in
of
the microwave. It would.
3,190 milligrams.
That is one can, and that is 2/3 of a cup.
pork brains.
Two thirds of
gravy.
A cup of this shit equals 1,000% of your cholesterol.
Ingredients are pork brains.
10 fucking days of living.
Ingredients are pork brains, milk, less than 2% water, cornstarch, salt, sodium nitrite.
That's not bad because it's very few ingredients.
Seems
problem
to be a
is,
good...
two of those ingredients I want nothing to do with. That's horrifying. What do you say?
It was a good
roll
source
the dice
of
on
iron
that
and vitamin C. I mean,
and
there is
you want to roll the dice on the cholesterol on that?
Yeah, you'd need some paddles for sure after eating that shit, man.
That's the fat people in the South that we were talking about. That's a Southern food right there.
Definitely. Large portions.
Oh, it's real good if you cook it in lard. Oh, shit. Didn't think about cooking my 1,000% cholesterol in lard.
It looks like they got mixed with eggs.
There was one site I found where it was $2 a can.
Show the picture
had a
whole
bunch of other shit on there. Now I can't find that
website. Show the picture in Discord I sent.
All right, let me find it.
Ugh. Nothing revolts me like organs, man. I can't do organs.
But here's a Yoder's canned meat
Yoder's.
Assortment.
Yoder's, $43. You get 4 cans.
Is that kosher?
Turkey chunks,
pork chunks, beef chunks, and chicken chunks. Yoder's canned chunks.
Two types of fowl, man. That's a deal.
That's over $10 a can of chunks.
See, in my youth,
For the name, man. Come
in
on.
My youth, I did a whole Yoder's. Lot of community service at the food bank. Because that's how concerned I am with my community. I gave, but I was there, and they had these big old cans that were the total generic, which was just white background with black block lettering on it, and they had just pork with a black shadow picture of a pig on top, chicken picture of a chicken. Beef, picture of beef on there, and I'm telling you, I can only imagine the quality that goes into one of those
Donatello,
cans.
Donatello, do you remember, you know what down on like,
South Main, remember back in the day?
Yeah,
there was that grocery store
South
with
Main,
the no bags, but there's boxes.
That is now like a furniture store. It used to be a grocery store where you had the box stuff in big cardboard boxes, and there was a lot of generic foods.
Yeah, I do remember that, and it was the white cans. It was the first time I ever saw white cans.
Me too.
Where you could buy
a
white can of beans.
You bag your own groceries.
You could buy a white can of soda.
They didn't.
The white box of cheese.
Yeah, they didn't.
And it
have
just
bags.
Said cheese.
Yeah, and it had like the meat. The meat was kind of gray.
Why were we
my
there?
My dad used to drink beer. Just white.
Just
can
beer. White
beer.
Canned beer. Yeah. But there's no justification for us being there.
Yeah, our parents did okay.
They had lots of money. Why were they taking us there?
I don't know.
That's the disturbing part, as I think back and I'm
to
like...
To teach you hardship.
No, they weren't. They were actually buying things and lots of it. And it makes no sense now.
Yeah.
It kind of freaks me out.
But you guys have a high tolerance for processed meats. I got to say it to you.
Yeah.
I like processed meats.
I have very low tolerance for processed meats. But I know Turlet here has already forced us to eat Vienna sausages.
One of my favorite things, you could buy them in barbecue and pepper now.
I just remember
you don't have to do it yourself.
I remember going over to your house when I was in college.
Yourself.
And and you just opened
make
up
your own sauce.
You opened up a 1 pound thing of ground beef, just opened it up, slapped it on a grill and walked away.
Yeah,
came back.
I still do that because I just bought a half a cow because now I make money and I bought a half a cow. And I got 45 pounds of ground beef and it's the best meat you've ever had. Don't have to put a thing on it. And
I used
a whole pound slab on the George Foreman. Because
my parents and our neighbor was a lifelong butcher. That was his trade.
Yeah.
And they had cattle and they and my dad pitched in on cattle and we went down there to help butcher and kill.
I think I bought it from your neighbor last year.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's who I got it from and had it butchered in Longmont. And I also got 40 pounds of summer sausage, 30 pounds of various jerky flavors.
Well, that was
and some of the best T-bones I've ever
small
had in my
world.
Life.
Small world. Mm-hmm. All goes full circle. But yeah, we used to get them. I remember at a very young age watching cattle get shot in the head with a .22.
It's the humane way to do it.
They drop like a sack of potatoes.
Like
it taught me the fragility
like
of life.
Steve Martin describes it because it bounces around inside there.
Well, yeah, it's enough. It's enough inertia to get through once. That's it. And then it's just bouncy, bounce.
It happens fast, though, and that is the humane way to do it. It is so. We don't need to kill things kosherly up there on the hill.
No, you didn't. No bleeding something. That'd be the worst.
Yeah.
Delicious.
But they all got to watch. You know, the ones that were not getting killed. Just, hey, within 20 feet of the ones that were getting murdered like a motherfucker.
You know, I know people who have said that they actually take the cows away, and except for the ones you actually want to teach a lesson to.
He was teaching a lesson to all of them. He also he taught a lot of lessons to a lot of puppies and kittens, too.
That's just masochism. Okay? That's all that
is. Is that the neighbor that lived below you?
No, right, my only neighbor? Like, the only person within, like, 6,000 yards of me?
How's that Swedish foreign exchange student?
Yeah, she was hot.
Here's a word I thought you would like, Chapsworth.
Lubricious?
Lubricious. Spelled syllables.
Oh,
cinnamon.
It feels so lubricious.
Arousing or expressive of sexual desire.
Lecherous, huh? Lustful and lecherous.
That sounds like a word like, a woman should use.
Lubricious.
Oh, I'm lubricious saltman. Saltyman. Lubricious saltyman.
So what's the definition?
Arousing or expressive of sexual desires.
Lustful, lecherous.
Lubricous. I feel so lubricous right now.
Ooh. I've been dripping.
Said one of those days where the Purell was too much.
Oh God, it's just sloughing off.
Nice picture of an asshole. There.
What is this, Ham?
I don't. You asked me to find a multi. Or you asked me to find a redneck from around the world.
That's right.
And that's a famous Australian redneck. Super famous.
Well, gosh,
Australian
we have a
redneck.
Jingle for that shit.
Yeah, you asked me just before we
Puncher
started.
Puncher in the cooter. I don't give a damn.
White Trash World Tour.
Excuse me.
Oh, look what happened. You
I don't know
shit
why it's cutting out. I don't know why. You want to know why it's cutting out.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, White Trash World Tour. So, what is this? Bogans.
Okay, this is the sort of... Bogans is the term for Australian rednecks. Now, the gentleman that you're going to see here is Chopper Reed.
So, he's seasoned Bogan?
Chopper Reed is a super famous criminal from Australia, which means you're a top echelon criminal. And he's famous for in prison he got like a reduced sentence for being crazy by cutting his own ears off, and so he has like just stubs for ears. He supposedly killed a bunch of people, but never really served a lot of time for it. And he's totally fucking crazy. And so this was a reporter interviewing him where he does crazy shit. It's 7 minutes,
Brandon
but...
Brandon Reed, also known as Chopper Reed, has spent 17
hard copy.
37 years on this, the wrong side of the law. When he was released...
Move forward.
From
this isn't
him. Side of some iron bars to make it seem like...
Oh, and said he was finished with crime.
Move forward.
Was it Internal Chopper Affairs? Was the one Maury Povich face did? To face. Or was it hard copy?
I'm 37 years old, man. I'm, you know, an old man.
Look at his ears.
I don't do those things anymore.
They're gone.
You don't got no ears.
A long list of ugly
crimes. From petty rubbish to murder, arson, malicious wounding.
Has malicious he given up a life of crime?
The famous part of this just video is he plays Russian roulette with Mark himself Brandon and then Chopper plays Reed it with the reporter. Once again points a gun at her and pulls the trigger.
Oh, the gun works nicely.
They're just standing there as he shoots the bottle out of his friend's hand like an asshole.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit.
How long did it take you to be a shot like that?
Oh.
From 9 yards.
With Thomas a rifle.
Chopper started a new life in Tasmania, primarily because it has the laxest gun laws in the country. Why does he have so many guns? He claims there are as many as 25 contracts out on his life.
There's two serious ones. The rest are all jokes. Don't worry about them. The contracts that the Italians put out on me, they're just good for
a There's a movie called Chopper where Eric Bana plays him that is
that Chopper insists on
fucking fantastic.
So much weapon.
The movie Chopper,
I have
great.
A great interest.
Probably should have picked that one then, huh?
It's not on Netflix.
It's my duty.
I checked.
I know a lot of human rabbits too.
Hey, Toothless.
While in Pentridge Prison, Chopper alleges he cut off his own ears in an attempt to be removed from H Division.
It really seems like their only source on the story is Chopper himself, though.
Yeah.
If I shot you in the kneecap, Renee, we're entering Logie territory.
Logie? He appears to be genuinely crazy.
The music they're playing doesn't help.
No.
And he was removed from H Division to hospital.
Was it to prove a point to a warden?
No, just to prove to get out of H Division. And then everyone else thought there was something to be gained, and they all started cutting off their ears, and a couple of characters cut off their d***. And I bailed out of the gang. When the dicky boos start hitting the pavement, you know, I'm out. That's it.
The dicky boos start hitting the pavement?
Good time to get out.
I mean,
not just in prison, but in anywhere.
This was one
Once
of the
dicky boo hits the pavement,
Chopper made step money.
That was who was known for cutting off toes.
I always thought the removal of toes with a bolt cutter was rather humane. As I said to a mate of mine, Linus Patrick Driscoll, who was head of a group called the Toe Cutters in the late 60s and early 70s, I thought that cutting people's toes off with a bolt cutter was rather poofy.
Yeah, this is dated as shit.
Rather poofy.
I thought it was rather effeminate.
Why is that?
I like a blowtorch, you know? The smell of burning flesh in the air.
He claims he's never tortured or murdered an innocent person.
Seems legit.
He says there was only one group he preyed upon.
Scumbags, you know, basically people I didn't like, drug dealers, heroin dealers, people who had earned their living through the sale of heroin, made a lot of money.
Sure,
a lot
sure.
Of people.
Way to narrow that
wow.
down.
Wow. The fuck? And this guy's like a fucking super white trash superhero.
White trash superhero of all of Australia. He's kind of famous.
Kind of like Iceman and
Except
Punisher
it,
mixed
he said,
together.
He said drug dealers and just and people he just doesn't like. So that's not.
Yeah, it's not exactly the
like,
hero
excuse
of
Excuse me,
people.
Oh, no, after you. No.
He's like Steve-O in Australia. That's what it seems like to me.
Probably.
All right, let's skip ahead a couple minutes here to hear you. Let's see. Oh, it's Australia.
Go a little earlier because I think that's after. Well, he's showing off his stab wounds.
All right, yeah, we'll do right here.
Twice there, ice pick straight through the heart there.
Well, not
Stanley
really.
Why not?
Across there, Stanley knife. Across there, Stanley knife. Stanley knife.
What's a Stanley?
Stanley knife,
knife
here.
Well, Stanley
I
Noah.
I don't see what
Bullet
he's
hole
pointing
here.
At.
Ice pick here. Stanley knife.
He's even tried to remove some of these tattoos.
Okay. I'm sorry. Stanley knife.
put on the nice.
I gotta have the music if I'm looking for a Stanley knife.
But this guy was just an epic.
Oh, it's
there
a fucking box cutter.
It's a box cutter. That's what he got chopped.
Stanley knife, because it's Stanley's the brand. It's like holding it a an adhesive bandage, a fucking band-aid.
Yeah, it's a box cutter.
Wasn't that Stanley mattresses and that shit fuck of a movie we had to watch?
Wally's mattresses.
Oh, okay.
Wally's. Anyways, we don't have to watch more of Chopper, but. He does it. At one point, he does take out a revolver and spin it and pull the trigger on his own head and then point it at the reporter and pull it on her. But that's the big. I didn't know that this was like a 9-minute video. Oh, here you go.
Well, I want one shot to my head.
Don't two. What?
One shot to Renee's. Are you ready, Renee?
I don't think I want to play.
Are you ready? You don't want to play. Bad luck.
Oh, Jesus, what an asshole.
Oh, man, I would have fucking stabbed him right there. Iranian digit hit his neck.
And I assume that he didn't actually have a bullet in there.
Most likely.
That takes a super asshole to do that.
That's a super dick move in any case. Wow. Well, that's a great White Trash World Tour there, Ham.
It is. So, hey, check out the movie if you can. Where you're at, check out the movie Chopper with Eric Bana playing Chopper Reed.
Wow. Pride.
There's some great moments where he's just getting, he's like in prison, he's just getting stabbed in the stomach. He's going, what are you doing? What are you doing? This guy just keeps stabbing him, just blood pouring out of him.
Horrible. Well, Ham, you wanted to talk about a little bit of the punchy kicky.
This sports talk on 92.2 The Beast. Sports.
Now we lose half the listener.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bunch of games. It's not
tomorrow
the
is
ball,
runny. Tomorrow is Daniel Cormier versus Anthony Rumble Johnson 2 for the to the title. For
they
the,
sound like chefs on the Food Network.
Entirely. Rumble is a much more exciting fighter. I hope he wins. He lost the first one after just kind of getting kind of tired towards the end of the fight. But anyways, the big scary part was now the UFC has all these rule changes. It's hard for them to cut weight because they can't use IVs in order to rehydrate. So they're not able to cut weight the same way they used to. And now Daniel Cormier, they've lost like a ton of their cards were just weight loss. They just didn't make weight and they had to cancel a bunch of cards. And the UFC was just purchased by a company for $4 fucking billion. And they're trying to make their money back. And now all these cards keep getting canceled because guys aren't making weight. And tonight, just today, Daniel Cormier went and weighed in at like several pounds over. And you get an hour to try to lose the weight and come back. He comes back and he weighs in 1.2 pounds over. Then he gets off and there was some kind of problem. They reweigh him. He's dead on. Anthony Rumble Johnson comes on and he's 1.2 pounds under.
Oh.
He's exactly the amount Daniel Cormier was over. Rumble comes in under the same amount. So it's almost like the scale was tampered and suddenly it weighs a pound and 0.2 less.
Weird. Every year they get closer to boxing.
So, it's just another one of those things where it doesn't help them at all in terms of trying to get legitimacy. Jeez, when that kind of shit Christ. Happens. You're like, ah. But I'm glad the fight's happening, for fuck's sake.
It's like, we're not children. We can see what you're doing right there. Yeah. You know, we're not morons.
Psych.
So, yeah, the official weight, though, he made dead even. Or I think he might have, because I think they give you a pound leeway, so he might have been 1 pound over. But the difference was exactly 1.2 pounds for Rumble, which is the part everybody goes, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Oh, the punchy, kicky, rubby, tuggy.
Yep, so there's that.
Kissy, grapple, oily,
then we
can
talk about Conor McGregor and fucking Floyd Mayweather.
That's interesting, though. I really want Conor
supposedly
McGregor
going down in September.
Crazy.
Not totally official, but supposedly going down in September.
Dana White said it's going down.
It only makes sense to at this point. If they didn't, it would be the biggest letdown in fucking fight sports history, probably. Because it's so much hype behind it right now, and it's going to be the clashing of two fight sports worlds. And all things considered, it should be a walk in the park for Floyd Mayweather, and that's why it's scary for him. She should make him look like a fucking nobody.
But he'll match the weight, and he'll just throw a fucking huge fist
at
him.
I have a feeling he just will cork him. Like, just from like a weird angle. I don't think he fears Mayweather's power at all, so I don't know. It's funny.
Might be a foot chase, like you were saying, Donatello.
Just
throughout the whole fucking...
He'll come at Mayweather in unconventional angles. Mayweather step back and dodge because nobody can
counterpunch,
touch him.
Counterpunch.
All it takes is one, though. All it takes is one for McGregor.
But
That's the interesting part.
But the one thing that anybody that has ever watched Mayweather knows is the one thing he does is he doesn't get hit and he counterpunches.
Yep.
And it's just ridiculous. He just nobody got... Ouch.
I didn't mean for it to be loud.
Wow.
Dun-dun-dun.
I was reading Rambo, your ass. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Roots was on reading Rainbow?
Roots was on reading Rainbow?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again on Master Bastard.
I appreciate it.
It's been a goddamn pleasure. Donatello, thank you for joining us. It was great.
Yeah, this was nice.
I didn't know this was happening tonight.
Hasty ending.
We're glad to have you. In. Always.
Shoehorn.
It's good. Tangy, tasty, melty center.
Two tits on a man.
You can email us at thebastards@masterbastard.com.
Oh, God. I've got to sit through this again.
You can call the Master Bastard hotline.
Two tits on a man.
Shut up. 720-310-TARD. 8273.
Every time it's a
Twitter, we're at Master Bastards. There's YouTube. There's Facebook. There's blowjobs. There's handjobs. There's kisses on the lips.
Wish you could fucking pull this
together. Nothing to be proud about.
Post-coital cuddling.
Fictitious copies of a Xerox of a facsimile.
Yeah, a fax of a picture from a digital camera
of a Harry
of a hand signed crayon made certificate for one free blowjob within two and a half miles.
That's right, the stickers now.
The
no,
two and
no
a half miles
anymore.
Of the Master Bastard recording
you
headquarters.
You leave us a good review and a comment on iTunes. We'll send you a sticker. You just got to email us your address and we'll give you kisses. I forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you. No longer a certificate for a blowjob within a public park within 10 miles
of my house.
To be
delivered by toilet within the public park of your choosing within a 10-mile radius of the Master Bastard recording headquarters.
Yep, no, it's stickers. Yeah. that. Too many blowjobs. And now that I got stickers, nobody's trying anymore.
I know, it's true. We totally fell off.
I just tapped out on blowjobs right at the beginning. Okay, thanks for joining us, folks. Chapsworth, would you mind saying goodbye to everybody for us?
You say it.
I say it goodbye all the time. It's just been a great.
It's your thing.
I really want to hear you say it.
I got nothing this time. I don't want to be mean. I'll just be like, thanks, folks.
Go home. It's over. Go home.
This is a kiss on your cheek.
Go home. It's over.
And I'll whisper in your ear, good night, everybody. I love you.
Bronze statue with a giant erection.
And?
I'm going to see if it fits up Turlet's behind.
Oh, song of the week. Song of the week. Damn. See, that's why I wasn't aggressive, because the show wasn't over.
I almost forgot.
Yeah,
it's
you already
a good
had
one.
It.
It's a dandy.
You already played it. No, I'm sorry. Didn't. You don't get double. You played Spinal Meningitis all over your fucking face.
No. I don't have Spinal. The song of the week's Ham Tackle.
It's me.
Okay, good.
Play it.
Is this one right here?
Tis.
Or what is it?
Like the everybody. Here you go.
Cocaine, back to
this
the clap.
This is Cocaine, Suck of Sandwiches, off of the album Back to the Clap.
Oh, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, go suck a dick.
Said I look at a porno, brains with deep throat. Take the old bitches, that's single. Cause the pussy's kinda soft when it's stanky and wrinkled. I even got a thing for retarded bitches.
Give me some dick.
Shut the fuck up, trickin' like licky, licky, licky. Call me Mr. Sicky. Every time I take a pee, I take a piss in my dicky. Like, hey, slap, oh, J's with that. Your mama ain't got no hair in the back. Got a James Brown burn with blood and axe. 60 old bitch, give her the niggas clap. Back like culture guys, here to suck your tits. I even have dreams of fucking an exorcist. I would've took the burger juice straight off her lips. Put it on my dick.
Ooh, it's so slick.
Ooh, jack off time.
Turn around, put it in the bitch behind. I did not go down south. 69, bitch, I'll fuck you in your mouth.
Ain't your mama pretty? She got meatballs on her tits. She got scrambled legs between her legs. Scrambled legs between her legs. I took her to a party. She turned around and partied. I asked her why she did it. She turned around and shit it.
Do you want some more bacon on that sucker sandwich? Yeah, niggas eat them by the manwich. I'm the one who invented that West Funk shit. First representative from the P-Town, bitch.
Cocaine, that nigga on crack.
Yeah, I love that shit. Plus, I do smack. Heroin in that crystal meth. Talking in sign language, cause I just went deaf. I'm greatly depressed, that's all she wrote. I cut my wrist, I can't stop using dope. I got a fetish that's very oaky. Like smelly bitches' labels that smell like dookie.
Yabba dabba doozy. I spray you niggas with my Uzi.
Oh, motherfucker, say what? Said your SOLs, nigga, shit, I love
these niggas. My first name is so much there, y'all. All these niggas have a second name. It's M-E-Y-R. Oh, they love to eat it every day. And ask me why in here I say it. Cause you really, really just full of the ish. Like B-O-L-O-G-S.
Suck a sandwiches.
Sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. I know you wanna blow.